8:04 the time on a breezy and somewhat chilly Friday Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program today. As we do each and every Friday morning, we welcome the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, with us for Chamber Chat. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Are you bundling up for tonight? It's going to be a little chilly tonight at Hospitality Night.
Yes, I'm going to need my layers on so that when I'm running around, I can peel them off. And when I'm standing around, I can put them back on again.
Now, are you a glove wearer when it's cold?
I do. Yeah, I have some black gloves that I keep in my pocket.
I like gloves. They keep you warm. They do all the right stuff, but I can't grip stuff with them. And I have this thing I need to grip, right. So I won't be gloving it tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you out. What's going on for tonight? What do you got planned?
Hospitality night. Well, just a big shout out because we need to make sure that everybody is aware. Streets are starting to close at 3:00 today.
Okay.
So be aware of that. We have some fantastic vendors that are going to be on the promenade. We have Jedediah Coffee, The Ritual Refill, Maryland Wellness Studio, Zuggy, which is an autistic group that's going to be having handmade aprons for sale.
Oh, very cool.
Laguna Maasai Foundation is a group of students that are with the Model United Nations group at the high school through the school district. Echo Wellness Company is going to have some hot broth and poultices for us.
Ooh.
Frontier Communications. Iconic Ornaments, the young men that we had the ribbon cutting for last night. Beautiful ornaments.
Right.
Edward Jones, Laguna Beach Dojo, Havoc Fashion, and of course, KXFM Radio.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be loud and proud, as I say. That's how we're going to be. We're actually on the Taylor Hawkins stage. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And we have a couple of bands as well that are going to be on there, and it's going to be Light Waves and the Duke Brothers.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
Very, very cool.
Two local bands.
Absolutely love them.
And we have Annalise's School of the Very Small Children that are going to be welcoming Santa to the promenade. They'll be singing some songs for us. And then we also will have some line dancing in front of the stage.
Oh, my.
It's going to be a fun evening.
I think right before the line dancing is when I'll make my exit. I got to go. You brought in someone who I have found absolutely fascinating. We had 10 minutes in the lobby, and I want to keep this guy here all day. Martin Venzal is with Duet Laguna. Martin, welcome this morning. How are you today?
Thank you.
Glad to have you today.
Good. No rain.
No rain. No. You brought the clear skies. Him and Buffalo Kevin brought the clear skies with us today.
Yes.
So tell us about Duet Laguna.
Well, besides tonight, I will have my homemade sangria.
That's what I wanted to hear was the homemade sangria.
Mm. With the secret recipe.
Okay.
From the Basque country.
Oh, yeah. So Martin is from Spain. And España is, am I crazy to say, the home of sangria?
Well, yeah, we created that. I think, you know, it's been now you have white sangria, which it doesn't really make any sense.
It's not the real deal, right?
Right. But anyway, so tonight.
It's like white chocolate.
Tonight, we all love hospitality night.
Yes. So,
hopefully we'll see everybody. I'm very happy. I'm very happy that we are able to do this because it's been a long time.
Right. How'd you get started here in town?
Well, I used to do the Festival of Arts. Okay. I was the only one with textiles 2 years, and I did the sawdust. So that was the beginning. So the idea with Duet is we try to support slow fashion, which is the individual people that they are not big companies. So we have around 45 different artists, and some of them they were doing like what we call in Spain street shows, ferias, you know, art shows, and very hard to make a living.
Right. As a street vendor, it is tough. You've really got to nail down your clientele there on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We do have an Argentinian artist who is local, Gabriela Ferrin, and she does beautiful jewelry, and she does art shows too. And we have international, really, a range of artists. And now we have Germany, we have some artists from England, from Amsterdam, and we have a lot of local artists, like this wonderful German artist, Helga, who does the sawdust. And so it's just, people think it's fun, but it's really hard to make a living as an artist, particularly if you do wearables. But before this pandemic, it was just like a booming where women love to have the one of a kind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we don't sell things for like a price point where, you know, it's a label and you pay for that brand name.
Right.
You pay for the work of love. Like, you know, someone who's making something, creating something, and this lady is going to wear something, a piece that is really priceless because, you know, you are wearing something that nobody else is going to have.
They're all one of a kind.
Thousands.
Right.
If you think about it, you know, because it's made just for you. Instead of having something that it has a label that everybody's going to have the same thing.
Right.
And there's going to be three ladies in the same party with the same dress. So it was a different concept and nobody else, some people, they go a little bit into it, but they're afraid to that kind of a route, you know? So
are you really, you're risking financial future by going that route. You're wanting to be artistically creative and be singularly unique. And you mentioned Helga, who's at Sawdust, who is singularly unique. That's an incredible artist there. But in doing that, you may sacrifice income, right?
You do. And, you know, that was during the pandemic, people said, you know, I mean, as I mentioned, you know, between us, you know, I said, you know, people would come and say, you know, I love everything, but I don't have any place to go. And so it was just at that point where I was going to say, you know, maybe this is not, you know, we all gave up and, you know, selling things that it's kind of not very practical. You know, you think, well, you know, maybe this is not the right, you know, market and maybe this is it. But all of a sudden, you know, right after the masks came off, women really went crazy.
Right.
And they really need that. They need that special piece.
Right.
And as guys, we don't know how women feel when they have a new piece of clothing or an accessory. It's like, I love it.
Right.
Oh.
Right. My partner, Anne Marie, it's not practical, but she loves the scarves.
Oh yeah,
you know, and then the more creative and unique the scarf, the more likely she is to pick it up.
And they feel special, and they're like, "Oh, I want to wear these." Right?
Yes. I picked up one of Martin's pieces.
What'd you get?
I got this wonderful cover up. It was like, it's like a short kimono, and I wore it for our Taste of Laguna in October, and I've worn it since then, of course. And every time I wear it, I get the most amazing, beautiful comments on it. Everybody loves it. They're like, oh, that's such a beautiful cover up.
Yeah.
So,
and you were beautiful that night, by the way. I had no idea that. Yes, I was there. I worked.
So I do the colors.
So tell me the process of having made something like that.
So basically I've done colors for many years. And what I do is I mix the pigments, you know, and the dyes that I use, they're actually made here in California. It's Northern California. It's a company. I'm not going to say the name, but anyway, they create their own dyes, and a lot of the
so environmentally safe dyes that are created here in California, different from other places.
Well, not all the dyes. I mean, they're, you know, depending on the color. Sometimes, you need a little bit of a chemical, you know, but not toxic.
Right.
Know?
Right.
So that's
And when you. Before, for instance, before you mix colors, do you already kind of know what you're going to get? Or is this kind of I'm going to put these things together and let's see what happens?
It's a surprise.
I love that. I love that.
I used to do the festivals, you know, and anyway, we throw all the dyes in buckets and, you know, lots of different fabrics and textiles. And then the next day was a surprise because, you know, when you dye, it's like a marriage. It needs like 24 hours.
Oh. It needs a honeymoon phase.
So anyway, and then you get the surprise. But anyway, Yeah, the colors that she picked, they look beautiful on right. her. And the fabric is from Barcelona, and it's a burnout. So it has, when you have two different textiles, depending on the dye, one textile is going to take the dye, the other one is not going to take the dye. So you have to use two different dyes.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
One is cold water, the other one is hot water.
Okay.
For the silks, you have to boil it. So it's a process that then you get the beauty of the color, you right. know, because people are afraid of color, but color really is everything.
I love color. I love bright colors, and you can tell that by the black I'm wearing this morning, I guess. But you know, don't use today as an example. Please don't use today as an example. And the length of time, for instance, her kimono, the length of time from beginning to end on something like that.
Well, it's done with, like, you know, I mean, it's not just one by one. I mean, I would do maybe like 20 different pieces, and I keep adding colors, and then but every piece comes out different.
Right.
And then I do it in batches, you know.
Right.
But then you have to sew it, you have to, you know, and that fabric, particularly, they do it in the machine, but it's hand done. So I discovered that 5 years ago, because a lot of the, in the textile industry, they did close, you know, mm-hmm. in the last, I would say, 3 years, you know. But new ones, they come back. You know, it's like waves, you know. It's
right.
like, okay, some people would be like, this is it. But I don't think it was the reason of this or that. It's just that maybe it's your time. You decide, right. okay, I give up because... But anyway, there's new people coming right. up. And,
that know, are doing the sewing for you.
Right.
You know,
do you come from an artistic family? Were your parents creative
yeah,
that way?
Yeah, I had...
Tell us about that.
Well, in Spain, you know, it's like everything is art, you know.
Right.
And, you walk the streets and it's like...
Magnificent, not just art, but architecture. It's magnificent. There are cities in Spain that are simply breathtaking.
You've been in Barcelona.
I've been to Barcelona, yes. I have family in Barcelona.
So you walk in Barcelona and it's like all the buildings are amazing, right? The modernist and Gaudi. And so... Yeah. That really inspired a lot of people. You know, our friend Marlo Bartel, uh-huh. who's inspired by Gaudi, and we have Laguna with a little touch of, right? Barcelona.
Yes. The flavor of Barcelona.
Yeah. He told me all the time, you know, our sign, actually a duet, he made that with his tiles, you know. So it's kind of funny how this little town really it has that soul, right?
Right. Yes.
Not any other town. Just Laguna,
just right? It's true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Right. Not just saying it because we live here and love it, but it's very true.
And you know, I tried Newport Beach right after I had to move the shop, and nice customers, but nothing like Laguna. I mean, they wouldn't. You know, they wouldn't go for the hand-painted silk like here. It's just different, you know. When we have something special that the artist comes, you know, from the festival and says, you know, I just saw the painting and I want a new scarf to wear in my booth, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like this feeling, you know, it's going around, you know, like from the painting that she just sold
right.
to the scarf that she's wearing from another artist.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's just... magical,
right?
You know, how they all like, you know, and then they meet and they're like, oh, I love your work, and it's like they almost cry, you know,
right.
like
there is an emotion, there's an emotional attachment to that.
I know, it
to that beauty,
weird, right?
It doesn't, it actually doesn't. It sounds right on target. When you see someone, let's say you were to just never have known Erin and you just see her in public, can you picture colors that would look fantastic on her?
Well, she knows her colors,
right?
And this is the thing, I mean. Some women, they don't have any idea. Mm. But others, they have a feeling of what they love, you know. Mm. And I think, you know, depending what color you wear, you feel one way. You know, I mean, it's funny, but when you wear black or you wear white or you wear a bright color, it's like you feel happy with a bright color. You
right.
know, I don't know.
Right.
I can't explain, but when you wear... Why do you feel fresh and you feel, right?
Right. right.
Summery. And but then when you wear black, you feel like, you know, a little more serious, right?
Or
if you're wearing an earthy color, you feel earthy.
Grounded. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But so, I don't know. You don't think about it, but, you know, it is true that depending on the color that you wear, sometimes your feelings of how you feel, your mood, you know, it's different.
Subconsciously, yeah.
Is that weird?
No, it's not. Nothing you have said this morning is weird. I swear, absolutely nothing you have said this morning is weird.
Color,
before I let you go, I do want to ask you about this magical sangria that I'm delighted. Oh, yes, I cannot wait. Yes. Tell us about the sangria.
So, it's very basic. You know, people tell me, "What do you do? What's your secret?" And I had this wonderful customer who comes from far away, and she actually was living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and she has this recipe, and it's so ornate, and it has so many. Mine is so basic, you know. It's just fruit, apples, and basically you put the apples with the rum, you know, right. And then the red wine, the Spanish red wine, and no sugar, and people love it. And I just thought, you know, it's so simple.
Right.
But, you know, they started putting Grand Marnier and champagne and this and that.
That's not sangria.
And then, right. Then it's a punch, you know, right. Or cinnamon. You know, we don't put cinnamon in it. Anyway.
Cinnamon belongs on apple pie, you know, not in sangria. I agree with you 100% anyway. There. España in the World Cup and made it onto the round of 16. Argentina. In the World Cup, made it. You know, we could eventually be an opposing side.
I know, I know. And we love Messi, you know.
Yeah, thank you, gracias.
Messi is an angel.
I was hoping he'd go back to Barcelona before he retires, but that may not be the case. I mean, keep our fingers crossed.
He was crying when he was leaving, and his children are Catalan.
You know? I know. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So this has been one of my favorite conversations ever, I'm telling you. Martin Venzal tonight will be out on the promenade with us, and we'll be rolling back and forth between the two stages, and I'll look forward to, again, having you out there. Yeah. And having the sangria. And Aaron, I'll be. Are you? That's too thin of a kimono thing to.
No, unfortunately, right? I won't be wearing that tonight.
You'll be a little chilly.
With a sweater underneath.
Let's see if I can work something out here. No, I was gonna just wear green and gold tonight for Christmas.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. There you go.
But I'll definitely be wearing it again at future events. Yeah. Looking forward to it. And I also want to promote our window decorating contest.
Yes.
Yes. So in today's Friday email that we're sending out from the chamber, there is a link. And we want you all to vote on which window you like the best.
Very cool.
And there's going to be posters up in the windows that are participating with QR codes as well. So if you love a window, please let us know, and they could win a prize.
That's right. They could win even a KXFM prize. We're involved in that as well, and we're delighted to be a part of that. And thank you so much for doing the window decorating contest. Aaron Slattery, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Martin Venzal, Duet Laguna, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. I look forward to keeping in touch with you.
And I want to try that empanada, by the way.
Oh, yes. I'm making you both a batch of empanadas for the holidays, I promise.
Yes. All right.
Thanks. 8:22 the time. Lisa Farber coming up.
Okay, I need to take a photo.